So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. This week, we're going to, for in honor of Chanukah, we're going to speak about air fryers for meat and milk. I can imagine it that a lot of frying goes on Chanukah because with the sufganiyot and the potato latkes for those families that make that. So lots of oil to remind us of the shemen, of the oil in the menorah. But how do we do this? How do we make it in a much, much healthier way? Well, air fryers are a really, really good idea how to do that. And they're becoming exceedingly popular. And now the question becomes for the air fryers, can you use an air fryer for both milk and meat? And is there any difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim? So I'm going to go through the three rulings that I saw from different groups, the OU, Eretz Chemda, which is in Eretz Yisrael, and the OK, which is / Chabad. Now, let's see what the OU, let's start with the OU. The OU says that an air fryer should be designated for either milk or dairy, but not both. They don't like using both. Any pair of items cooked simultaneously with meat or poultry would be considered meat. It should not be eaten with dairy. Likewise, a pair of item cooked with dairy would be considered dairy. It should not be eaten with meat or directly after eating meat. Okay. On the other hand, here we go. This is what the OU says. If the air fryer is cleaned thoroughly between the meat use and the right and power of use, the power of item would be not burn out or meat equipment or dairy equipment, which is not a problem for Sfaradim. So that power of item would be completely power of, even if it's made in a meat or milk air fryer, whichever were you designated at. For Sfaradim, that you made French fries in an air fryer, and it's a meat air fryer. And it's clean. You cleaned it out. Those fries you could have at a milk meal. Not a problem whatsoever. Okay, the only problem is that I make sure that it's got to be clean. It's got to be absolutely clean. The OU doesn't take a stand on how to kosher it, how to kosherize it, and they punt and say consult your local Orthodox rabbi for recommendations. Okay, that's the OU. Now the OK / Chabad takes a much harsher stand. They say that we are not permitted to kosher from meat to dairy or vice versa. Well, I take a little offense at that, where it says we are not permitted to kosher from meat to milk, because that's Ashkenazic price. You'd say Ashkenazim are not permitted to kosher from milk to meat to dairy, but Sfaradim, Rav Aj, and Sis are permitted to kosher from meat to dairy. The only concern that I have is that the only way that you can kosher it from meat to dairy is that you'd have to first clean it very, very thoroughly. How do you kosherize it? Well, what you do is you heat it to its maximum temperature, and then you are good to go. Now, there is a Beit Din in Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Chemda. It's a high-level yeshiva as well. And they take a pretty lenient stand even for Ashkenazim. They say, look, this is what you should do. Designate one basket for meat, one basket for milk. And that's how, again, if you're going to kosherize it also, you have to designate one basket for meat, one for milk. And so long as it's heated between the two uses at maximum heat for 30 minutes while making sure it's thoroughly clean beforehand, when be able to use the same air fryer for both milk and meat. Now, that's certainly okay for Sfaradim. They think it's even okay for Ashkenazim, and that is because you're kosherizing it. And also the concern in a air fryer is for Zayah, any like an oven would be as Zayah, the steam that comes out of the food. But if you look at a video on how the air fryer works, they have a special mechanism to let the steam out. And also the heating element is at the top. So arguably, any steam that's released is burnt out before it can be absorbed into the roof of the air fryer. And You could also view that as constantly kosherizing itself, constant koshering. So that would also reduce the problem. So as long as you clean it thoroughly, even Ashkenazim Eretz Chamda argue that you can kosherize from milk to meat, because what's the reason for the Ashkenazi custom not to kosherize between milk and meat? It's because of concern that you may make a mistake. You may forget. If you forget, you can wind up making something not kosher. But here, if you forget, as long as you've cleaned it thoroughly, you're not going to make the other food gender not kosher, because there's really no concern, no fundamental for concern for ze'ah in the air fryer. And just as long as you clean it thoroughly, I think you are good to go. Even if you, and again, as long as you change the basket, if you make a mistake, it's not a disaster. So I like this idea from the Eretz Chamda of again designating one basket for meat, one for milk, and to clean it thoroughly between uses. And then to kosherize it from between milk and meat at a maximum heat for 30 minutes, and then you are good to go. But again, it's not easy to clean it thoroughly, because from what I understand, air fryers get very, very filthy. So there we go. Those are my recommendations for air fryers regarding milk and meat. Wishing everybody a great day. I'm Chanukah Sameach.